This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's a senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an insightful message titled Communication in Marriage under the subtitle How to Resolve Conflicts in Marriage. He has been explaining why we must not resolve conflicts with bitterness. Today he reiterates the effects he shared so far and shares the concluding danger of bitterness. Come along.
Saul had an army commander. He was called Abner. And David had an army commander. He was called Joab. When Saul died, Abner became the army commander. So the kingdom was split into two. David had some and Saul had some. So Abner was the army commander of one half and Joab was the army commander of the tribe of Judah and Benjamin. So David initially was just the king of two tribes, Judah and Benjamin. Saul was the king of 10 tribes. And Saul's army commander was Abner and David's army commander was Joab. One day, Saul's army and David's army, they met at a river. And when they met, the army commanders said that they should kind of battle and find out who is strong. So both sides, they started, you know, battling and fighting. And so they bring soldier to soldier and they'll fight and they'll see who will win. In the course of that, you know, suddenly the whole thing escalated. Then they started killing each other. Now it became a real war. It started as play. But because they were enemies already, the play became something else. So even when somebody is your enemy, play can turn into something else. You make an innocent remark and before you realize the person is going to the moon with it because already he hates you already. So it escalated and Abner was running away and Joab had a brother. He was called Asahel. Now this Asahel, he was a very fast runner. So he was chasing Abner, but he was a young guy, a young soldier. And Abner, you know, a military commander, hardened warrior in battle. He told Asahel that, listen, stop following me. Otherwise, I'll be forced to kill you. And when I kill you, I don't know what your brother Joab will say. But this guy wouldn't listen. He continued following Abner. Abner was old, but he was very experienced. So Abner killed Asahel. He just killed him. And when he killed him, his brother Joab was very angry. And in 2 Samuel 2, 26, Abner said to Joab, he said, shall the sword devour forever? Knowest thou not that it shall be bitterness in the latter end? So he said to him that, listen, I didn't intentionally kill your brother. Leave this matter alone. If you don't leave it, it will become a kind of bitter cancer in your soul because you don't want to leave it. I warned your brother. Don't try and kill me, but he wouldn't listen. So he said, if you don't stop this bitterness, the sword or the fight will continue. There are people that have inherited fights that were started by their mother. Your grandmother started the fight against another family. You don't know anything about it, but you also joined the fight. There are countries who have been fighting from a fight that occurred thousands of years ago. They are still fighting. Inherited fights, all out of bitterness. So he said that, doest thou not that it shall be bitterness in the latter end? So he spoke to him and said, look, leave it. As you are listening to me, I want to advise you. There are things that have happened. It is time to leave it. Some things that happened to you with your wife, leave it. Your husband, leave it. Your boss, leave it. In the church, leave it. Your friends, leave it. At home, leave it. At work, leave it. If you don't leave it, bitterness becomes like a sword. It begins to destroy things. So temporarily, Joab agreed. So in verse 28, the Bible says, and Joab blew the trumpet and all the people stood still and they did not pursue Israel anymore, neither fought there anymore. One man's bitterness can poison a whole community. So all this fight was because one person was bitter. But when he decided to retreat, when he blew the trumpet of peace, everybody else stopped fighting. So looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you and may it be found. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. I end with that one. You know, Esau exchanged a morsel of meat for his whole inheritance. Just a morsel of food. Imagine somebody exchanges a morsel of rice and chicken. Just not even a plate, a morsel. For a whole inheritance. Maybe he's supposed to inherit a whole town, but he exchanges it. What does that mean? What it means is that one thing that bitterness does is that it deprives you of the good things which you should have had. You know, assuming you are married and you are bitter towards your wife, it's going to deprive you because of something she said about your mother. One thing she said about your mother, now you are very bitter. And you are holding on to that one statement. That one statement can deprive you of your wife's company, your wife's good food, your wife's financial blessing, your wife's prayers, the two of you going out for a party, the two of you investing together, the two of you praying together, following the Lord together. So one thing can deprive you of everything. Bitter people, they get deprived of many things because they are holding on to only one thing. Don't lose 99% of what you have because of 1% of something you are holding. It doesn't make sense. Don't lose all your friends just because of one thing that happened. Don't lose all the relationships you have built in a church just because of one thing that happened. And out of bitterness, you're supposed to lead a song and you are not allowed to lead. Or you had a funeral, you were expecting some people to come and they didn't come. So because of that, you say, look, I have sacrificed all the people I know in my church for one funeral. It doesn't make sense. That's what bitterness does. It robs you of many good things. There is nothing that is perfect. Nothing is perfect. Sometimes as a pastor, people tell me, you know, I was sick. I had a funeral, I had an engagement. Only two people came, so I've stopped the church. It's bitterness. And I think about it. You have given up all your friends, given up all the tithes you have paid, giving up the anointing that you are under, giving up the company of the people of God, giving up the place where you can serve God, just because when you had this running stomach, nobody visited you. You have exchanged running stomach for 20 years of relationships and of investment for one running stomach. It doesn't make sense. That's what bitterness does. It deprives you of many things. It can deprive you of your family. You are so angry with something that happened in your family. You don't talk to your father. You don't talk to your brothers. You don't talk to your sisters. You don't talk to anybody. When you have a party, nobody comes. When you are celebrating something, nobody comes. You are withdrawn completely because of one thing that went wrong. You have become like Esau. You have sold your whole birthright for a morsel of meat. That's why you should never try to resolve a conflict with bitterness. You will lose. You are bound to lose, and you will lose big time. So make up your mind that for me, bitterness is not my portion. I don't want the spiritual implications, and I don't want the negative natural implications. It won't help me. Wherever you are, why don't you lift up your hands and let's begin to pray. Maybe you are bitter against your father, your brother, your sister. You are bitter against your father. So you have lost a father's guidance and counsel and presence in your life. You are losing a great deal. Bitter against your pastor. So you have lost your pastor's counsel, direction, guidance, blessing, anointing, help. You've lost all. that doesn't make sense. I want you to pray for yourself. If there is somebody that you are bitter against, look, release the person. It's not worth it. What you are losing is too much compared to what you are gaining. You are gaining only discomfort. And you are losing everything. Lest any man, any root of bitterness springing up, trouble you and maybe be defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat, just over one issue of bitterness, over food, he lost everything. Sacrifice everything for one fight. Oh, what a pity. Destroy your whole marriage just because of one thing that happened. Bitterness happened 7 years ago, still in your heart. Even your own birthday, you can't enjoy. Wherever you are, begin to pray. Let's ask God to forgive us. Let's release those that we are bitter against. Let's release them, because spiritually it won't help you and naturally it won't help you. Let's release them. You cannot resolve conflicts with evil.
Thanks for joining us. Today we've learned, among others, that we must not resolve conflicts with bitterness because it deprives you of the good things you should have had.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, dear prophet, I was diagnosed with hepatitis C about 8 years ago and went from doctor to doctor to lab test, and my symptoms grew worse. I asked you to pray for me, which you did, and after a prayer I went to see a specialist who required a hepatitis test, and to the glory of God, it was negative. I thank God so much for healing me, and all my liver function tests are normal. I want to give God the glory. Put your hands together for Jesus. But that's not the end. He said, 2 years before that, I tested positive for HIV. And I came to see you, and you prayed for me, and you cast the virus. To the glory of God, I did a series of HIV tests after, and I became HIV negative. Then he said, after that, I was working in the hospital, attending to an HIV patient, when I pricked myself. I came to see you after that one too, and you prayed for me. And after I did all the tests, and I don't have HIV. I want to give God the glory. This one is serious.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabedin on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabedin AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabedin. It's that simple. Kakabedin AirPower app. On the go with a word. The presence of God. God's presence is a place of blessing. David counted it joy to experience the Lord's presence. Every child of God invariably goes through the feeling of losing God's presence from time to time. Order this message series through the following means. Call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 700 9010. You can also send an email to info@kakabedin.org or make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 to 16 hours GMT.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 700 9010. Send an email to info@kakabedin.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 75 75 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.